November 30th update from Pastor R in Syria. Shalom, Sister Kathleen Pearl. I've just finished the new Midwest update. I'm sorry it took as long as it did. Lots of love. Mideast update 11/30/2015. It has now been nearly 2 weeks since I've written an official Mideast update. For those of us in the West, the days go by quickly, especially during the holidays. We need to be truly thankful. For people in war-torn countries or locations where there's not freedom, we have, or maybe even outright anarchy, the days may not have gone by as quickly. Much of the Third World Church is trying to survive from one moment to the next. This is maybe a good time for a much-needed comment directed to the Western Church. There is nothing in God's Word that implies that believers who are experiencing easier times are to feel guilty because of the blessings that God has allowed. But we are to be thankful and to pray with those who are in chains and prisoners and who are mistreated. Let's look at the latest news from the House of Blessing. As it has been for some time now, the war in the Middle East is dominating headlines for that part of the world. This affects every single House of Blessing missionary and all of the believers they are discipling. The Russian military machine is getting more entrenched in Syria every day. Allied with them, of course, is Iran's military, who in turn gives orders to both Hezbollah and Hamas. These forces are in conflict with the allied NATO forces. All of these forces are attacking either by air or on ground. Even though everyone claims to be making great attempts at trying to avoid the killing of innocents, thousands are being killed just the same. House of Blessing has at least five more of Mofidi's widow sisterhood since my last update. Between Iraq and Syria, there have also been about half a dozen HOB missionaries killed. The bombing runs are incessant. In northern Syria, through two phone calls, I've received reports now of near 70 of the new believers having been killed in the last few days. There were at least 120 of the new believers injured in the same open air area, these injuries include many serious injuries to limbs, many of them in compound fractures. God has been merciful, however, and has blessed Mofidi's band of women, with many of these folks being healed outright. The book of Acts continues to be written. Fallujah, Iraq, has been hit very hard of late. There is also much chaos and much death. Many of the new believers have been killed, including quite a few number of children. There is also tremendous collateral damage, with many homes being destroyed. People feel fortunate just to escape with their lives. This, of course, extends across the nation, not just in Fallujah. People are just trying to stay alive. Most have nothing left and have to depend on whatever they can find to survive on. At the same time as all of these tragedies unfolding, there's much good news. The people across the Mideast, maybe because of their desperation, are very open to the good news of Jesus Christ and the power of his blood to set them free from sin and its consequences of eternal death. The people are hungry, cold, and thousands have no shelter. As the HOB missionaries share what food and supplies they can come up with, the people become very responsive as a result. In Syria and Iraq, there have been well over 3,000 more in the last 10 days or so who have become followers of Jesus Christ. These thousands of new believers include a great number that have been reached by the group of sheikhs that found Jesus as their savior while they were on the way to the Hajj in Saudi Arabia just a few weeks ago. The report I received from Pastor R on Friday, these sheikhs have now been able to reach quite a number of other Muslim sheikhs who have now also prayed the sinner's prayer and have been baptized in water. They are now being discipled and becoming ambassadors for God's kingdoms, just as the others have. The HOB missionaries who are in Kurdistan area also have to deal with the increase of the war, especially since Turkey, who has begun using their air force in northern Iraq. In Iran, the going has been slow but methodical, and the missionaries have been able to reach one family at a time. In closing in this update, I ask for each of you faithful readers to remember Pastor R in the House of Blessing, leaders and missionaries in your daily prayers. Also, please lift up each of the new believers that they are training. Hundreds of innocents are dying daily, either by being murdered for their faith in Jesus the Messiah, or being in areas that are being hit with bombs or missiles. The desperation is everywhere. They need weed clothing, mattresses, medicine, Bibles. It's enormous. As the resources become available, truckloads can be sent to whatever area is presently the most desperate. This last week, the Lord spoke to someone directly, and enough resources came in that a truckload of wheat was delivered to the area in northern Syria, where most of the Mofida's widows are located. God is good. Thank you for your faithfulness. Our God answers prayer.